and we're reading John Poole. And then, are there any citizen comments? Citizen comments? No citizen comments. Okay, citizen comments are closed. I have no reports. Any reports from committee? No reports from committee. Approval of minutes, March 14th.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Aaron, seconded by Tim. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Chair votes aye, motion carries. Then we will get into the Public Works resolution to approve a jurisdictional transfer agreement of part of County Trunk Highway M to the City of Kenosha, and we'll have Chris make that report.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Evening, I suppose.
Hi, Chris.
So the resolution put forth is to approve the jurisdictional transfer agreement for a segment on County Trunk Highway N between 128th Ave and County Trunk Highway UE. This is excluding the intersection of UE, but would be transferred from the county to the city. This is the road that is just in front of U-Line on Highway N. It's a small segment of the road. They own everything east of that. We own everything west. This section here, they're doing new development. With that comes permits and different regulations that they have to go through the city to approve. It's just easier administratively and all around for the county to transfer that from our maintenance jurisdiction to the city.
Thanks, Chris. Any discussion? Yeah.
Where is this in the city of Kenosha now? The actual road that is getting transferred? What municipality is that in? Is that in the city?
I don't know where it, I would assume.
And where does the property line or the municipal lines go?
I don't know if that's in the city or Summers.
I know that part of that area is in the city. The city had a tax incremental district there for a period of time because they were running water out there.
Oh, to U-Line.
To U-Line. So that was their jurisdiction to create that TID that had since been closed, because once they accomplished what they needed and property values funded what they needed, they were able to close that TID. They closed that in 2022. But exactly where that line is, I'm not sure. I thought it was 128, but maybe it is 136.
I have a map in my office.
I'm trying to pull it up, but the internet is not working right now. On the internet device.
8th Street. 8th Street.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's working now. Just waiting.
Bottom line is that's right by city TID district, and they want that road because they're going to develop a U-Line development there, right?
Right, that's one of what their new buildings
okay.
is going to go.
Okay, so
location.
The city of Kenosha just boom, goes up to UE. There's a couple properties that are cut out of it. So
small.
Where can you display this?
Right here, there. It does go up to UE, so.
So it looks like city.
Okay.
You found it?
Yep.
Okay, looks like it's city.
I'll put
yes.
this back in my pocket.
Anyone else from the committee have any questions? So.
Is there, yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there any transfer of money involved here?
No, what? There would be no transfer of money. It's just rather than us maintaining and having to go through the process of working with the city and allowing this to happen, the city just takes it over and what happens is they're putting in a urban cross section, which is curb and gutter, and the county doesn't really deal in the curb and gutter. All the highway, or not the county highway roads are all
right.
shouldered. So that's in part what makes the transfer easier as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Aaron to approve, seconded by Tim. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Chair votes aye, motion carries. Resolution adopted. Next one also, I think, is you. Oh, I should ask for youth and governance, so sorry. Aye, okay. So we're good there. And Chris, next, you're up for the next one, too.
Is the next one the weather station?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
So this is a resolution for the land rental agreement with the University of Wisconsin-Madison for the installation of a weather station within 225 square feet of the Kenosha County Center property. What this is for those who are familiar with it out at KCC, they have that little walking path that goes around the prairie next to that back pond. In a small area of that, I think that this is part of the resolution. There's a little red dot on here where a tower that looks similar to this. When I was talking to Patty, I said it's like something that you'd see in the movie Twister. It's not any huge, big tower that's going to go up that causes any infrastructure in that. At no cost to the county, this is all based off of the UW system. What it's doing is it's getting studies that identify climate change and what vegetation will do well in Kenosha County in this area. As part of the budget session last year, some of you guys may remember, we talked about the tree planting survey and that they have going on out there. In my eyes, it's not part of this resolution, but it's something similar that kind of goes hand in hand with seeing how those trees actually do, and then having a tower that's surveying wind speed, direction, temperature, humidity, air pressure, solar radiation, leaf wetness, precipitation, and soil moisture and temperature. They will share their results with us, but again, this isn't anything that the county's paying for. It's not what the county's installing. It's all UW. We're just simply giving them a spot to put it.
Very good. Any questions or comments? Tim?
Does it have to be this close to the building?
In regards to where it is on that property, I don't know if that's required. I don't know if it could move to another part of that prairie. I mean, it's not relatively close to the building.
So the parking lot and the building gives off heat, which would change the temperature within a range there. And so I'm just wondering if they've considered that in the location of where they're putting it.
That
I'm sorry. I just thought about this after.
Yeah. No, it's a good point.
Is it possible that they could move it further away, or is there a reason why it needs to be there?
We could definitely bring it up and ask.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. Further questions or discussion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by John, seconded by Aaron to approve the resolution. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. And we have youth and governance. Danielle.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And the next resolution is also, Chris, this is your last one, I think. We're repurposing the coal planer funds for various equipment, and it's just a letter to finance.
Correct. So, going through the budget process, I remember discussions had, because I didn't know what a coal planer was, and I didn't know, or I never would have thought that it would have costed the amount that it did. We did question it. I do have a notation in the letter, the second paragraph. That's not to throw anybody under the bus or point fingers at why it was wrong. It was more so put in here to say that we don't have anybody to go back to from that process other than myself, who was in the conversations to figure out why it was off or different by that much. I think in now talking to some of the employees who are still there, it was intended to have other skid steer attachments and pieces of equipment to go with it within that $100,000. Those are labeled here. The total comes out to $47,000. One piece being a spray bar, which will help for herbicide and vegetation. So a lot of this will be used on state, so we will get reimbursement back from that piece of equipment. Another one is, it goes around the snowblower attachment, which actually we're hoping that we can get a good deal on. Because of the lack of snow, a lot of the vendors around here don't want to carry their equipment on to next year. They want to get some type of dollars back for it. And then a stump grinder, which right now highways and parks share one. It's a trailer one that is hard to get in and out of the ditches. By having one that's able to attach to a skid steer, they're able to get into deeper depths of the vegetation and use it more efficiently. So this is just notifying you guys that we want to repurpose 47 of the 100. 35 will roughly cost for the cold planer, and the rest will be reevaluated at the end of the year.
And I think what you're telling the committee is it stops at the committee, it doesn't go to the board, it's just a letter, and then we authorize the change. And that's correct. Our rules, and it ends at finance if we favor this.
That's correct.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Tim to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Aaron. Any further discussion or question? John, the floor is yours.
What's a cold planer again?
So I brought the description.
Just out of curiosity.
So what it does is it helps level and roughen the asphalt so tack oil can absorb better into it, and then that's supposed to prolong the life of it. It can also be used to help break up some of the asphalt for some of the replacement. But talking to the previous superintendent, that was the big advantage of it, especially with us, our goal of doing 13 miles a year.
Right, a year.
We want something that can help prolong the road.
Okay, thank you.
We're on the motion. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Chair votes aye, motion carries. Thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you.
We have nothing to sign there, right? We are on to Finance Division Resolution 2023-2024 carryover and annual closeout.
I will start off. You'll recognize the format that I'll use. I'll go through the language that's contained in the first few pages, the whereas and the be it therefore resolved. And then from there, I'll jump to the supporting documentation that's farther in, deeper into the overall package. So starting with page one, the third whereas and the fourth whereas is a proposal to add a FTE, a human service quality analyst position within human services. This creation of FTE will not use any additional county tax levy, as funds will be transferred from contracted services line item to a salaries line item. If I can direct your attention to page 11. So between page 11 and 14, this is the description, the job description that will be used for the hiring of this position. This pay grade will be at E11. Lots of details here on what the duties and responsibilities are. I see that we have staff here if there are any questions regarding this position.
Any questions on the, do we all understand the position? We're going from contracted to creating an FTE with zero impact on, net zero on spending.
Yeah, on page 10, that's
do I say that correctly, Bart?
You did. On page 10, that's the budget modification that would be required to be approved as part of this. Would be a 2024 budget modification. It's $100,000 increase of salaries and a decrease of purchase services.
Tim, do you have a question?
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Thanks. It seemed like there was a savings. Is this the one where there was a savings this year, and therefore that's what makes it a...
That's the next one I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
This one will be just a transfer from one line item to another.
You're right.
This was a contracted service. Yeah. Okay. It would be a full-time employee. funds are included.
Any questions on the position? No one on the committee has a question. I know we had all this information, but does anyone from Human Services want to just give us a high-level description of what you do with this position?
Sure, certainly. So the goal of this position is to provide someone who can do quality management and oversight for all of our divisions. Right now, some of the divisions have quality people, but they don't have anybody globally. So while we may have one here or there, there's no oversight of this quality. And what we're really looking for is, as we look at whether our programs are meeting the needs of our community, whether our dollars are being spent appropriately, we want to have somebody that's not within a division, but somebody who's outside the division, to be able to provide a comprehensive look at, you know, whether these services are appropriate now, or we need to make changes, or we need to, you know, put outcomes in. It's all of those things. This person will also be overseeing our contract specialist, and so we will have some balance there for providing some support there. And they will also be helping us create like our annual report, working on a monthly dashboard that we'll be providing to certainly to the county board. There's just a lot of projects that we would like for this person to do as well.
So that's this dashboard. I thought that was pretty cool. I'd love to be able to see the dashboard. Will that be the whole department?
Yes. Yeah, it'll be a snapshot of all department, and it'll probably be a work in progress, so we'll probably be looking for some input from people. I look at Erin because she's helped me once before with this, just to make sure that we're giving the information that's, you know, relevant. Sometimes what I think is relevant isn't what's relevant to the community, so we'll certainly be reaching out for some assistance with that.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay, sorry, Barney.
Sure. Proceed. Good. The next one has to do with the real estate property lister, so it would be the third, fourth, and fifth whereas on page one. So this is a position that was recently vacated due to a recent retirement. And Land Information Division requested that this position be should be increased, the pay classification bumped.
Reclassed,
thank you. From E11, E9 to E11. There would be no additional tax levy related to this because of the vacancy created by this position being open for a few months prior to the potential hiring on of the new position. That would exceed, the vacancy would exceed the increase even if this position was hired at the midpoint. So it'd be covered, there's no dollar amount.
Anyone have any questions on
this? This is where my question goes.
Yeah.
So
Supervisor Stocker, the floor is yours.
What is the amount of total increase per year? Because this will be an ongoing increase. So
So for the half year that I calculated, it was $4,000.
Okay.
And the vacancy I had calculated was almost $13,000. So that's why it was more than enough. But for a full year, it would be roughly $8,000.
Does that include fringes?
That includes fringes, yes.
Okay, so just so we know, we're taking on that additional going forward.
On page 15, this is the one-page description write-up that was prepared for this. It shows what the current makeup of that division is, what is proposed. It includes the benefits of converting this position from an E9 to an E11, where it would become more GIS-centric, more flexible, being able to respond to GIS requests, and it would also make it easier to fill this position as the real estate lister position is harder to fill, with it being a dual kind of a hybrid. Being told that would be easier to fill that position.
Erin?
Do we already have people in similar positions, positions?
That's what, we're not creating a new FDE description. So that's
okay, that's what
that
I was seeing that we had one for the Human
Services
Quality Analyst, so we're just adding one.
Yeah, we're converting the real estate property listing into a GIS.
Right, okay. So adding additional GIS person and removing the real estate.
Right.
Yes.
Real property lister.
Dual responsibilities.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Scott is here if there's any other questions related to this proposal.
Thanks, Barney. You can proceed.
Okay. On page 2, at the top of the page, the top two whereases. So this has to do with ARPA funding. We had $2 million of ARPA funding that was approved as part of the 2021 and 2022 budget for our broadband infrastructure capital project. So of that $2 million, we've expended or plan to carry over $1,074,839, leaving $925,161. So this proposal is to repurpose that $925,161, and that would offset deficits that were identified as part of this year-end closeout. Those would be within the IT technology division, data processing costs, that's the GASB 96 implementation effect, Sheriff's Department pharmaceuticals that I've reported on in this, at this committee earlier, district attorney personnel appropriation, deficits, and corporation counsel, other legal costs, expenditures. In addition to that, there were the proposal is to appropriate another $1 million of ARPA funding to offset Sheriff's Department personnel related deficits. So between the two would be $1.925,161. The budget mod is on page 9. That's the accounting of it. If you look at there, it shows the four items added up to $925,161, and then the use of the ARPA funds of the $1 million.
What page is it on?
Nine.
On page 9. It's kind of hard to see.
Can you see this? That
one, yep. And then the ARPA revenue classification at the bottom for the 1.25. The 411, that's the repurposing of the budgeted broadband infrastructure capital to take care of that piece of it. So to see how this would affect the general fund, if I could direct your attention to page 6. So at the top of the page where it shows the items that cause increase to the general fund, so the repurposing of the $925,000 would be the four from the bottom in the top section, and then the $1 million for the KSD salaries overtime offset. So that's in the top section because that would increase the general fund because we're using ARPA funds to offset deficits that are contained within the general fund.
Does anyone have any questions on this item? Arne, I want to ask a question.
Sure.
How does the broadband figure into this? Is the reduction on the broadband tied into this?
Yes, the broadband was originally budgeted for $2 million. The expectation that the total of the broadband infrastructure total for the whole project will be just over $1 million, and so this $925 is the balance of that.
So we almost cut broadband in half. We didn't need as much, but we're moving that surplus ARPA money into this.
Correct.
For a little over $1.9 million to, instead of using general fund to offset these deficits, we're using ARPA money to offset the deficits.
Correct. $925 is the repurpose, and $1 million of it is the earmarking of ARPA funds that are available.
You may recall that we have discussed in the past the desire to expend the ARPA funds by the end of 24 due to the definition of obligation. Now, Treasury has come out with some new language, but we're stopping the ball while it's rolling. So there might have been more broadband initiatives that could have been undertaken with this $925,000, but not by the end of 2024. So that's why the repurposed decision is being recommended. And the $1 million, we had 1.275 set aside for Brookside. They will not need that, so the $1 million is part of that.
That's why that's available to do this.
Is this all the ARPA funds that we have?
It is not.
Are we doing some by the end of the year?
Yeah, we... Do you want to get in?
Sure.
We can get into that now.
So in addition to that, there's 1.24 million that's included.
2.4 million.
2.4 million that's in the 2024 budget.
Right.
And then in a little bit, we'll be talking about what we think would be the residual.
Okay.
So if this is approved and the 2.4 is expended, that's in the 2024 budget, there's roughly going to be about 400,000 that might be left. And so in a little bit, I'll speak to what we're requesting for the earmarking of that 400,000.
Okay.
Bottom line, do you have a plan to use all of it?
Right, and when I get to that, I'll say why we need to kind of earmark that and specify that now instead of waiting until later.
John, question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So was the $1 million for the Sheriff's Department, was that all for overtime?
Or? No, it was for salaries.
Salaries and okay. Overtime.
Yeah, oh, it's a melding.
Yeah, it's the personnel appropriation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like an awful lot.
Well, you'll notice down in the items causing decrease to the general fund, Barn has been reporting on this for several months about the operating expenditure deficits, and a portion of that has to do with overtime and salaries. So that's why the recommendation is to apply it against that.
Okay. And what about the pharmaceuticals deficit? Would you say something about that?
Yes. But,
yeah. So the pharmaceuticals has to do with the drugs that are used. Necessary for the inmates, medications.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that exceeded budget by $360,000 between the two facilities.
Okay.
In the jail.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So that's the proposal for the use of the ARPA funds. Then the third whereas has to do... Third whereas on page 2 and on page 3, the fourth from the bottom. So what the request is, or the proposal is from administration then, is by using this ARPA funding, this will increase the unassigned general fund balance to a sufficient amount that we're recommending a transfer of $2.2 million from the unassigned general fund to this human services building fund for the new building in Fund 204. And that will, the placement of those funds will then reduce the amount that we'd have to borrow at the time that we would purchase that building after its construction and after we go through the 5 years. So this starts the plan that we kind of envisioned last year to start putting money aside for that eventual purchase.
This is a pretty big deal when you couple these two pieces together. So we're using this ARPA money to pay about $2 million against the deficit, and then using that $2 million to help with the Brookside project, which ultimately may reduce the bonding, the $33
million.
Human services.
What did I say?
Brookside.
Yeah. No too many buildings here. The human services building.
Yeah.
Human services.
Yeah.
And I'll make that mistake again. So, so ultimately we may be able to borrow less than $33 million, but
right.
Stay tuned. We have 5 years to go. Mm.
Right. And on page 6, the general fund report, in the bottom section in the items that cause decrease, that's where we would show the $2.2 million transfer coming from the general fund, unassigned general fund, and that would go to the human services fund. So, yeah. And when I get back to this page 6, then I'll show, I can jump ahead. Even with these proposed changes, it still shows that we would lapse over $900,000 to the general fund, still showing a 32%. Percentage of unassigned reserves as a percentage of the general fund expense. So we'd still be in good shape with the rating agencies as having sufficient reserves, even with this application toward the new Human Services Building Fund.
Any questions from committee on this? Thanks. We can proceed.
Okay. On page two, the fourth and fifth, whereas, and on page three, the third from the bottom. So this speaks to what I had spoken to about a little earlier. So with ARPA funding, the county is required to file a quarterly report that states what we're spending the ARPA funding on. This year, they added an additional requirement that we're getting toward the end of it, and they want a report of what we plan on using the balance for. Initially, they wanted that by the end of April, and they pushed that back to late June, I think. End of June?
End of July.
End of July, okay.
With the second quarter,
okay.
Yeah.
So with that, to comply with that, we proposed putting some amounts to what we consider the expected balance to be about $400,000. When you take into account this repurposing that we discussed already, the use of $2.4 million as part of the 2024 budget would leave about this $400,000. So the request is to earmark this $400,000. $200,000 would go toward a communications tower signal enhancement capital project. So this has to do with some dead spots that have been identified in the western part of the county. And this project would be to eliminate those or severely minimize those. Outside legal counsel expenses of $50,000. And then Sheriff's Department Boat Patrol capital expenditure. There was a boat included in the 2024 budget. And this would be in addition to that due to some additional equipment and outfitting required for that, the cost of that boat. The balance of that, whatever it ends up being, I didn't want to put a dollar amount because we're not sure 100% what that amount would be, but the balance would then go toward county, eligible county salaries that we could use to offset ARPA funding. So the request is for that purpose.
Any questions on that?
All right, with that, we can jump to the general fund report, and I'll go into just a little bit more detail on things that I haven't talked about already. So as I stated before, even with these proposed changes, we're still expecting to add a healthy amount to the unassigned general fund. Some things that changed slightly from last month's report would be a slight increase to the tax delinquency reserve reduction of $130,000, so that adds to the general fund. The final number coming in for Public Works overall operating surplus went from $180,000 to $206,000. On the bottom part of the page, the Sheriff's Department revenue deficit increased by $210,000. The health insurance deficit increased by $209,000 due to a journal entry that needed to be done at the end. The reserves for subsequent year budget items. So we budget for $300,000 annually for budget items, but in order to account for the Uptown development project that was approved as part of the 2023 budget, we've not expended that dollar amount yet. So in order to make sure that we account for that in the unassigned, that $350,000 will then go into a restricted account. And so as a result of that, we have to reduce the amount that's in the unassigned general fund. And that's why it goes up from $300,000 to $650,000. The miscellaneous went down from $390,000 to $285,000. And everything else stayed the same. So that's where we are with the approval of the proposals that we are presenting tonight.
So Barna, the year-end 2022 general fund was $25.577 million, and with this proposal it would go up to $26.491 million, and just under a million increase.
Yes, that's correct.
Aaron.
What, I mean, we're at 30, projected 32.05% unassigned percentage. What is, like, what number are the bonding agency, the rating agencies looking for?
I mean, they've told us that they like to see 30%.
Okay.
And our reserve policy, it was, the board made a change to it last year. So our minimum is 17%.
Right.
And our target was 25%. And we raised that to 30% to be in line with what the rating agencies are looking for.
All right. So we're above 30% that they like to see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Keeps us in a good range. On page 7, this is a report I like to give every year regarding the performance of the health insurance. Internal Service Fund shows that we had another year in which we were relatively close to our budget of $25 million. We were off by $913,000. The net effect to the general fund was just short of $785,000. As I've explained before, the Workers' Comp Internal Service Fund surplus was just about that amount, so that even those two out. So overall, between the three insurances, we had only a couple $100,000 deficit, which is very good. I would take that every year.
And maybe this year will be better.
And maybe this year will be better. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah, I could speak to that as well. So there was a new third-party administrator. I'm sorry to say what TPA is. Third-party administrator. So the first 3 months activity has showed that we're about $1.5 million surplus on the medical claim side of it. Prescription has been higher, probably about $1 million. I don't anticipate that $1 million deficit to go through it. If you straight line it, that's where it would be, but I don't anticipate a 40% increase in our prescription costs. So my hope and expectation would be that in the next few months that'll start going down. It could be that by jumping to a new pharmacy benefit manager that maybe there was more pharma drugs that were purchased or prescriptions that were processed in the first 3 months. So, but I will start giving you regular reports on that starting in probably June. Okay, on page 8, now this is the page of carryovers that require county board approval. There are automatic carryovers having to do with capital funds, having to do with unfinished projects that are done automatically. There's other carryovers that are done automatically because of budget resolution language that allows for that. These are the ones that would fall into the category of requiring county board approval. So starting from the top, there are a few from finance that add up to about $5,300 that have to do with some additional training for the new payroll system that's being implemented, carry over some staff development dollars, some a furniture line item to carry over for some furniture purchases expected in 2024, and then there's $18,000 that's left on the Jensen Hughes study having to do with the emergency preparedness study to finish off that project. Under human resources, there's four different accounts that have some balances that are surplus that add up to about $13,000 in staff development, employee recruitment, other professional services, and community relations, and those would be carried forward for those purposes as well. Those are trending a little higher in 2024, and so the purpose of this will be to help mitigate that deficit potential for this year. Civil service, same with that, about $2,800 between those two line items. There's quite a few deputy being onboarded and going through that process, and so they're anticipating the need for this $2,800 to go towards those duty exams and the employee testing related to that. In the county executive's budget, there were three or four line items that were in surplus, the other professional services, community outreach and promotion, and the printing and duplication. So those amounts are being requested to carry over for county rebranding effort.
What is that?
So The county is looking to, one piece of it is update the county seal and the related marketing related to that. When we've noticed that the county is way behind when it comes to our seal and compared to other counties.
What's wrong with our seal?
It's got like stick figures on it and crack.
Oh,
the logo.
The one that's on our flag.
Yeah. Ah, okay. And
some of them are, you know, very nice. And
I'm not very artistic. I never,
you know. I wasn't either until it was pointed out that.
Stick people look fine to me.
Right. Okay. And when it is put side by side to the other counties, it's very noticeable. Ah. I'm not a marketing person, but that is an effort that is a priority for the county executive. There's also $10,000 in here to carry over from her budget to go towards the county board staff development budget. There's a number of new county board supervisors coming on next year, and this would give them an opportunity to go to some training as part of that. Under parks, there's a miscellaneous contracted services that's related to a geotech study having to do with in the Pike River through the Pets Park. There's some erosion in the areas that had been done already, and they want to study that to make sure that in the phase three that they can identify what that is and eliminate some of the potential issues for the third phase. In information technology, there's $4,200 in a furniture fixture line item having to do with a desk that was not purchased in 2023 that they're requesting to carry over to 2024. And juvenile intake, this is the balance they have for other professional services. So this has to do with the fees that are paid for housing juveniles in other counties and locations, mainly in Racine. This, in 2023, we were fortunate to have lower usage for that. And then we have a significant surplus there, but next year, this year, we could see an uptick related to the juvenile, and we know that the cost, the daily rate of that has increased and will increase even more as time goes on. We know that's going to happen, so we feel this is a prudent use of carrying that over to offset any potential deficit for this year. In facilities, there was $6,100 left over from a simulcast system project that was completed in 2022-23, and it's been carried over. So we're proposing to carry this over and adding it to that signal enhancement capital project, so we can put it towards that, use it for that. And highway, there are two items, one for $30,000 for other professional services. This has to do with study that was not completed in 2023, and they like to carry it over and use it for 2024. And the utilities amount of $25,000. This has to do with the lights that are on Highway KR. So there's an agreement that we would share those costs with Racine County, and we're still trying to determine what the exact cost of that will be. So in order to offset the potential, when we do end up being able to shake that out and figure that out, to carry over $25,000 to put toward that. So overall, between Fund 100 and Fund 700, it's about $360,000. Relatively small amount overall, and then $6,000 from Fund 411, so a total of $373,000 request to carry over.
Anyone on the committee have a question on this report? Varna, this is adopted as part of this goes out packet.
Correct. Right? Yes. The next two pages are the two budget modifications I've already spoken about. The job descriptions. And with that, we'll go to the page 16. That's the lapsing sheet, and I'll turn it over to the rest of our county finance team.
Hey, Okay, so on page 16, we're starting with the lapsing sheet that shows the different funds that, when they have an available balance at the end of the year, they lapse into the general fund. Those are the social services, health department, and highway. They all had an available balance that they could lapse. The next two columns over, the job center and golf, those are, it's just shown here for informational purposes. Those don't actually lapse into the general fund. And this, the job center, that 1.9 million, that's just what's in fund 202 and 204. There's a new fund this year, 206, that's housing the grant that we received. So this 1.9 million is showing what is available in the current job center that's what's available right now. And then in golf, they have almost a million that's going to stay within their fund. So we started off with an unassigned general fund balance of 22 million. And then with all of that lapsing, we're lapsing 4.7 million into the general fund, which will give us an available balance for the unassigned of 26.7 million, which roughly matches what Barna had on his general fund report.
This report doesn't include the ARPA funding and the transfer, so that's why it's set off by that 300,000 or something.
Okay, so then if you go to page 17.
If I could interject for just a second. In the orange columns, that job center column that she's talking about, when we talk about the fund balance we have for the job center building, this is the number. So this number has been gradually increasing, usually by about 500,000 a year. This year, it didn't increase, it actually went down because we're paying the architect fees out of this. So there's been, that was kind of a back and forth. The 2.2 million that was discussed earlier to go towards this would go into this fund.
So we'd end up with over 4 million if the board approves this.
Yes.
Tim?
When would the grant money be put into this?
The grant money is not in this fund and will not be in this fund. When they go through the financials, they'll show that's got a separate representation as being accounted for separately in fund 206.
Okay.
Okay, on to page 17, that's where we show the balance sheet for the governmental funds. These are the three major funds in the governmental funds, the general fund, human services, and debt service. And then that last column there, the non-major, not last, but the second last, non-major governmental funds, that'll be broken out later. That just groups everything else that's governmental funds into this column. So we've sort of sectioned off the fund balance for the general fund. Barna talked about that the tax delinquency went down. So that was partly due to there was a large number of quit claims and tax deeds this year, so that took that down around 200,000. The unassigned or the assigned balance, those are subsequent year expenditures mostly. There's also the DARE program is pulled out. That's in a fund that gets rolled up with the general fund. And then that capital projects, that 969,000, that's that new settlement for the Monsanto, the PCBs. And then that takes us down to that same number, that 26.7 million.
Any questions on this page?
No.
Okay. So on to page 18, these are the statement of revenues and expenditures for the governmental funds. And we're highlighting down at the bottom here the excess and deficiency of revenue over expenditures. We talked about that the general fund, it had a deficiency that was before the lapsing. You can also see in here that transfer in is that 4.7 plus a little bit of ARPA money. Excuse me. And then human services, you can see where they transferred out into the general fund, and then they also received a little bit of ARPA money also.
Okay,
so So page 19 shows the budget for the general fund. There was a Barna talked about that there was a budget shortfall that's going to be covered with the resolution tonight. Otherwise, everything else was within budget. And then the next page is the human services budget, which was all within budget.
So then when we move to page 22, this is where all the what are called non-major funds get broken out. They're smaller, lesser balances. They all roll up into that final column that was on the government-wide balance sheet. Last year, the ARPA fund had a significant balance left in it, so it was presented as major. It's flipped back to being non-major as that balance has dwindled down. So just a few things to point out on this page. The grant fund that we were just discussing is the fourth column in. It's a new fund, Human Services Building Grant Fund. I said page 22, I'm on page 21. Sorry. My page was upside down.
One's an income statement, one's a balance.
Yes. Still the fourth column is your human services building grant fund. So you can see we've got $3.19 million sitting in there on the income statement that you were just looking at. $4 million came in, spent just under $900,000 during the year. That's the actual construction costs. It's not the architect fees, which are coming out of the other fund. You can see the ARPA fund right next to that. Currently, we're showing $5.5 million in unspent ARPA money. That will decrease by the $2 million after this. If the resolution is passed, we'll book that entry to move the money out, recognize the revenue, reduce that to the just over $3 million balance there. And then I will just point out the opioid settlement fund, it's not blocked out here, but in the second column, that was new last year. That fund balance increased this year, received about another $450,000. Interest is being kept in that fund, so that increased it as well, and there was just about $88,000 of expense there, so $2.2 million in that fund. Okay, so now we can look at 22. And again, what I just discussed on the building grant fund and the ARPA fund, you'll see the ins and the outs there. In 2024, we've collected the rest of that grant to bring it up to the $9.85 million, and that'll just continue to dwindle down now as the money goes out. And then the other fund to point out on this page is the last one before the total, the federal inmate fund. This is carried in the general fund all year. We break it out for financial statement purposes to show those revenues and expenses, so revenues from housing federal inmates, expenses there, a shortfall that is paid for out of the general fund there.
Page 23, we're continuing with non-major funds. These are the capital project non-major funds. Parkland development, energy reduction, and then Fund 411, which is all other capital projects. We're highlighting down at the bottom the fund balance. This just basically shows all of the ongoing continuing projects that are being worked on by the capital projects. So we're carrying over $10 million for continuing projects. Page 24, the public safety building fund is closed out. So that's why it wasn't on page 23 because it's closed out this year. So there's an extra column on page 24. The other capital projects, this is where we house the bond money goes in here. That's the $15.8 million and the other financing sources and uses. And then you'll see the transfer out, that's how we transfer money to the proprietary funds, the bond money.
Any questions on page 24? I have a question on the public safety fund. Is that for the addition to the building?
That actually was the law enforcement enhancement project that included the FMB and all that. That was the balance that was left after after we settled up with the city. That was the balance that was left, and so we repurposed that through the 2024 budget to offset some capital projects.
So that was that maintenance building, that building we use for vehicle maintenance?
For fleet maintenance.
Fleet maintenance,
correct.
Yeah. And we did that how many years ago?
That was completed, no, it was finally completed about three years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. It was the build out of the second floor of the public safety building and included a new gun range or shooting range.
Evidence
room. So this included the second floor then?
Yes.
So it did include that that addition, the build out of that the addition, but it wasn't the original addition.
Right. No. Right. Yeah. It was the build up, yeah, correct.
And now this will be, we'll be able to get that fund off now, we'll be done with it.
Yes.
One more year, and then we'll have comparatives for another year. And then we're done?
Yeah, I think so, because it's included this year.
Okay. Very good. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Very good.
John has a question.
I just got a question. What was the total amount of the county budget that was proposed for last year, and what's the actual amount spent? Just curious. I know it was probably 280 something million total budget proposed, and it's, what's the final number? Do we
the 2023 budget?
Right.
Patty's looking that up.
Just curious. I know we'll get those numbers eventually, but I was just curious.
Yeah, the only budget numbers shown in the financials are on the, yeah, the major funds,
right.
So it's
okay.
Not in total.
It's
here.
Not total.
Okay. Well, we can get that later. I'm just.
Yeah, can we get that for the committee later?
Yeah.
And one other question, too, and
sure.
I may have asked this before, and I don't remember the answer. The money that's in each one of these funds, what sort of interest is being earned on these funds?
They're all pooled, and I don't really know what the...
I know interest rates are
very
nice right now,
yeah,
and have been for quite some time, and, you know,
yeah,
get 5% on a couple million dollars, that's a nice interest gain for anything that's still
sitting. Yeah, been working on that.
So, as Maureen said, all the funds are combined together. There's an allocation done every month to allocate out interest to various places, like the opioid funds have their own different things. We track the interest and allocate it out. You may recall two things on that general fund report. You'll notice that we've had a surplus in interest revenue all year to the amount of...
Oh, I didn't see that.
$2.7 million.
Total interest earned on all in each fund? Or
no, I'm talking about the surplus that's on the general fund report, so on page six. Off the top of my head, I don't remember what the budgeted amount was, but our interest revenue surpassed that by $2.7 million.
Ah, there we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we increased the budget for that in 24, because when we did the 23 budget, we knew the interest rates were better, but we didn't expect them to go up as much as they did. So we were able to
general fund investment
to take advantage of those interest rates and glean that revenue, but we hadn't budgeted for it.
What was it in the year before? How much did... Is it similar?
It was.
I'm sure it went up.
It did.
Yeah, okay. I assume that.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know on the interest net, there was an investment loss in 2022.
That's true also because of the unrealized losses, mm-hmm,
yes,
which we did.
But
not
yeah, but I don't
year.
Remember off the top of my head the interest portion of that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right. So moving on to page 25, here we have the business type activities. So four funds here, I'm sorry, the proprietary funds, there's three business type, one is governmental. So we've got Brookside, Highway and Golf Course, those are supposed to be self-supporting funds. You know, they're charging fees and services. There may be some supplemental governmental revenue, but primarily they're supported by fees and charges. And then the internal service fund at the end is business type funds that are providing services to the county itself. And there's a separate schedule for that. This balance sheet, I'm not gonna spend too much time on because it looks a lot different than the governmental funds. It's full accrual. You've got all the assets, all the debt, everything on here. So the net position that it shows on, this carries on to page 26. It's not as clean to see the reserves there as the governmental funds, so I won't spend too much time on that. Maureen pointed out the golf course has the excess $9 million in reserves that aren't lapsing, and then we calculated the highway.
So the net position of Brookside is 1.7 million loss?
Negative, yep. Which
is actually better than
yes.
loss.
Yes, if we move to page 27, that's where we had kind of a better picture. In the, if you look down towards the bottom, income loss before transfers. Now I will say we haven't recorded the depreciation entry yet, so that will change this, but depreciation is not a cash entry. It's, you know, the use of the capital. So before depreciation, Brookside Care Center was nearly break even, a negative $13,000 for the year. So that'll increase by, or decrease by about $1 million once we book depreciation, but you're at a negative $13,000. Offset that with transfers in of only $225,000 of ARPA funding versus the $2 million that was anticipated, and then the remainder was for bonding money that came in, and that also compares to, I think it ended up being over $3 million last year.
Yeah, of 3.4.
So right now we're showing a change in net position of 1.69 million. It'll look more like 700,000, 600,000 after the depreciation entry, but ultimately we have an increase or an improvement in the Brookside fund balance at the end of, or the net position at the end of the year. So moving in the right direction, it's less negative than it was before. Highway fund balance or net position increased, and golf course is nearly break even, again, before depreciation, so that will, those numbers will change, but from an accounting standpoint, not from like a cash transaction standpoint. Anything on that?
No.
Okay.
Looks like the committee's good on that page.
Yep. So then the last two pages, 28 and 29, break out those internal service funds. So on 28, we've got the balances. The three on the right are the insurance reserves that Barna was talking about. We maintain $1.5 million in the health insurance fund on reserve for claims. The other funds are in and out with no fund balance. The first column is the Human Services Building Fund, again, that we've been talking about. Patty pointed out the $1.99 million that's sitting in there on the lapsing schedule. After the transfer, we'll add 2.2 to that. So it'll end up being over 4.1 million. Now there is a little bit of that unrestricted net position that's not set aside for the building. It's the effect of all the assets and liabilities above. It's not a cash position, but the cash position after the transfer will be about 4.1 million set aside there. And then nothing really to point out on the income statement there, side of things on page 29. So any questions on those?
Very good. Did the committee have any questions on the report we just heard or any other part of the resolution? Tim,
I know I'm a little bit thick on this, so I apologize, but the grant that goes to the Human Services Building, my understanding is that we are not going to keep all of that. And I know you explained it to me on the phone, but can I get an understanding of how that's going to work?
So I'll speak to that if that's okay.
Sure, yes, ma'am. Okay.
So we took in we're taking in 9.85, and all of that will be expended on building things. It's going directly towards construction expenses. The entire amount will be expended in that manner. So don't be misled in thinking that it is not being spent in the manner in which it should be spent. The grant funds have requirements, and those are what they are being used for. The lease purchase agreement on the Human Services Building included a provision that any, and there's a particular term, I'm not going to remember what it is, but like incentive payments, like grants, tax credits that Bear may get when they sell the building to us. Those will be split 50-50. So at the time of purchase, Bear will get credit for half of anything that we've gotten grant-wise. We will get credit for anything that they have gotten, like new market tax credits, as an example. And those are the things that were used in the examples that were with that original resolution.
I now understand the process.
Kind of like when you buy a house and at the end when they have that big sheet of paper that shows all the ins and outs.
Yeah.
And then how much of the check you got to hand over.
In reality, we're not getting the full
upon
effect.
Purchase, we will get credit for half of it.
Yes,
for.
Okay. That's makes it clear for me. Thank you.
Okay.
That's a good question. Any other questions on the resolution?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Aaron to approve the resolution. Second. Seconded by Tim. Any further discussion? Daniela, motion. What's your motion?
Aye.
Your motion to approve. Okay. We all voted aye. I didn't say oppose, same sign.
No, so none of us voted aye yet.
Oh, you didn't vote aye.
We
have a motion and a second to approve.
And you went in right order.
Ask her first.
You confused him.
She knows. She knows the answer.
So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Chair votes aye. Motion carries. And we can distribute the resolution. And we have the bills.
Thank you. Okay, this one didn't have that column, so I was tempted to check it in the same box and realize that was not.
Okay. And before we move on to the next item, which I think we have Clara. Do we have Clara on the next item? On this report that we just got, I just want to talk about this page 6 a little bit, this general fund year-end forecast, because this is really, I know Supervisor Franco talked about the budget, so we adopted this 2023 budget, and we performed really well. The budget performed really well. The interest earnings were well managed. We optimized that. We worked well with our intergovernmental revenue for human services. We found ways to balance the deficits, and we did well to the point where we could transfer $2.2 million of extra funding to help with the human services building. So just to the administration, we developed this budget with the finance team and the county executive, and this finance committee was chaired by County Board Supervisor Terry Rose at the time, did really well. I mean, this really was a great plan, and the outcome was about the best practices, about as good as you could do, and then the full county board ultimately adopted the budget. So I just wanted to stop for a moment to recognize how well the county performed financially. I've looked at about 40 budgets for the county, and this is probably in the top 3 or 4 on how well we performed. So I just wanted to recognize that for a minute. And with that, we are finished with the closeout. It goes to the board, needs 16 votes for approval. And I think next on docket is Clara here. Clara, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Just a couple of things to report under Human Resources. First, I will mention the County Executive's office is reclassifying one of their positions. So the Chief of Staff position vacated mid-February. And as she's looked at what her needs are for staffing her office, we're reclassifying that role, the Chief of Staff role, to a Office Administrator Community Engagement Coordinator position. So Chief of Staff was at an E-12, this new position will be at an E10. And Joe Rozell will be moving up into that position.
So this is, let's say that again, the chief of staff was?
E12.
And so that, and this is an E10?
Correct.
So this will be classified higher than the chief of staff, or
no, lower
than the chief of staff?
Lower, so that, right. So per our policy, it does not require budget modification.
And it doesn't require board approval, just notification to finance.
So this is notification?
This is report to you, yes.
I think I remember that policy, that you just make a report to finance committee, no approvals from committee, and no budget changes.
And then the vacated office manager position, county executive, will continue to consider how best to utilize that position, but for the present, it'll remain vacated. Likely we'll see a proposal either later in the year or at budget time.
Thank you. Clara,
yes.
We just stay there for a minute. Did anyone on the committee have any question or comment? No. Do we get a report on the current status of our FTEs and the budget that were put in the budget and the status of filling those?
Well, we provide the vacancy report.
Yeah.
That was in the packet.
So we have that in our packet.
Yes.
While you're here, could we click on that and talk about that a little bit? And is that it for our agenda tonight?
Well, I was going to share one more item.
You have a question. Okay, so Tim, you have a question on
the position. So the E12 was
E12.
Is that still available then? Is that like an open position, or is
no,
it being,
that position being, goes
okay.
away. It becomes the office administrator, okay. Community engagement coordinator.
Okay, so
we have no other chief of staff.
Great. So before we cover the request I made, why don't we cover your other item?
Sure, I was just going to report that April 1st, we implemented the nurse triage program for workers' comp. So it was not an April Fool's joke. We did that. We're getting a little bit of an experience. We've had 5 claims filed that way so far. But the benefits of that program are that when a claim is initially reported, it is done via phone with a nurse. And so that nurse takes in all of the necessary information to get that claim started, but is able to consult with the employee at that time and can provide self-care direction or get them connected with a provider. They need to see someone. Of course, if there's a medical emergency, 911 first. We're looking forward to the benefits of the program.
Clara, this isn't a general lane of what the committee had talked about, right?
Yes.
And so this is a follow-up on something we were looking at that could be a win-win, both benefit the employee and the county financially, right?
Correct.
And we had how much of a surplus? $700,000 workers' comp this year. So we did really well on workers' comp. Good. So I just wanted the committee to see this report and make sure the committee knew we were getting it. Are there any, do you want to call out anything in any particular?
Well, I don't want to, jinx us at all. We're particularly pleased that correctional professional vacancies have drastically reduced. That's been a significant win. Right now we have a lot of seasonal hiring here, so you'll see a number of positions that will say multiple because they're hiring all kinds of folks to fill those seasonal positions, so a variety of people, and the actual number will depend on availability and that kind of thing. I guess I would entertain questions. We've been providing this report each month regularly.
I think it merits having a discussion on it, though, that's maybe once or twice a year. Sure. Generally, how are we doing in Public Works? How is Public Works going?
Custodial positions are a bit of a challenge to fill, to find candidates. You'll see here we have two openings at the time of this report. And then we do run an evergreen custodial posting, you know, for full or part-time, just to try to get folks in queue when we need to fill. Right now we have four patrol worker labor positions. We've had some movement there for retirements. And for Public Works, of course, all of the seasonals, you know, depending on how you're defining Public Works, but custodial can be a challenge. We have one parks mechanic position. Mechanics can be a challenge as well.
Is that full-time?
Yes, I believe so.
Generally, when I look at this report, Claire, it seems like we're sustainable and we have a normal amount of turnover. That's how I'm processing it, but am I correct in looking at
it? No, I think that's the right perception here. We're feeling pretty comfortable. A number of candidates for most positions are strong. You know, it's just some of the roles that have different schedules, more physical labor, those can be a little more challenging sometimes.
Thank you for, Tim, you have
sorry. Would it be possible to get whether it's full-time or part-time or seasonal, and then maybe the grade level to the report in case we know people that might be interested?
For the parks mechanic role?
For all of them.
Like next report?
Yeah, just to have a column.
Salary
well, generally class. They will say, so seasonal or part-time.
Okay.
Yeah. But so parks mechanic should be full-time.
Because it does not say.
Right.
Okay. It's not a category, it just says it right after the job requisition title.
The other thing I'll say, though, is to keep an eye on your county email. We get that report from Chris Fox.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so look at that. That really has the detail.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So that's where we would, that's where you
it seems see. Like there's a lot more here than there is there. So
and that email, you can actually, if you
click on
think somebody is, you know, might be interested, you can forward that and they can go right to the posting through
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah, because the postings are on our website.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they can apply.
Very good. Any more? Thank you very much, Claire. Sure. Any more questions from committee? Any other reports? Did everyone sign the bills?
Yeah.
Then our next item is a motion to adjourn.
So,
second. Seconded by Aaron to adjourn. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Daniela?
Do you want to hang up?
Opposed, same sign. Chair votes aye, motion carries. We're adjourned.